How you doing? We're back. I found an interesting story. We already knew there was another. I mean, everybody knows, I'm sure, about the attempted terrorist attack. Christmas Eve, I believe it was. One of these, one of our friends from overseas tried to light some sort of underwear bomb. So light his underwear on fire. There was some sort of explosive chemicals in his underwear, and one of the passengers had to jump across the aisle and pummel this gentleman before he blew up an entire plane load full of people. I'm sure by now also you've heard, you know, the president's response. This was a Friday. He responded on Monday. No sense in stopping his vacation just because 300 people in the plane almost died, plus whatever the plane landed on. I'll get to it on Monday. lots of people were ripping what he had to say because he basically said nothing. He came out for 30 seconds and said, kind of was a mistake, and this guy should have been on the no-fly list, and blah, 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 and I'm going to have an agency look into it, and they're going to file a report and give it to this other agency, and then it's going to be on my desk, and I'm going to read it. Thank you. I'm not going to bash him too much. I keep finding myself on Obama's side, even though I don't like the guy. I don't like his ideology, his politics, but I keep finding myself on his side in much the same way I was on George Bush's side, even though I didn't like a lot of what he was doing. What's the guy supposed to do? What's the guy supposed to say? It would have been nice if he'd have came out on Friday and said, this is an isolated incident. We've heightened security to make sure everyone's safe over the Christmas travel season. Have a nice day. It'd been nice if he was a little more Johnny on the spot, but, I mean, what's he supposed to say? Another kook managed to figure out some way to weasel his way through airport security with something dangerous, and what are you going to do? Thank God someone stopped him. But, I mean, everybody's jumping on his case because they had some information about him, but I'm sure they're getting 5,000 reports a day on who may or may not be a kook. I mean, how you filter through all that in time to stop somebody? Which is why all this airport security is a bunch of BS, anyhow. Anything... pardon. Pardon me. Anything you cook up, as far as a detector, somebody's going to figure out how to weasel their way around it. Which is why I think it's a bunch of... a waste of time. I think that... this is, again... I'm tooting the horn of capitalism here. I think if security was run by the individual airlines, we wouldn't be running into this BS all the time. Because, you know, American Airlines, everybody's fighting for dollars. So, if it was up to the airlines to take care of their own security, that would be every advertisement you would see would be, we have the best security, and they would have the best security. They'd have a Marine on every flight or some security guard. I mean, there's security guards at Walgreens. There's security guards at the bank. There's plenty of businesses out there that hire armed guards who are ex-military or ex-police or whatever. American Airlines would have a big advertising campaign about how every flight has two plain-clothed security guards on it that are ex-Navy SEALs or something like that. And to me, and I know how to think like a villain, as you can tell by my writing, to me, the unknown is a lot trickier to get around than the known. You put out a scanner, I can figure out how to get through a scanner, but you tell me somebody on that plane has a gun and knows how to snap my neck, and I don't know who it is, that's tricky. That's a deterrent. Here's something else that's a deterrent that George Bush did that I thought was good, that I would have liked to see Obama do. George Bush got out there and said, these evildoers are going to pay. I'm not good at impressions or accents, but I'll give it. We got some strategery, and the evildoers are going to pay. We're going to hunt them down, and they're going to be hung, and blow them up. See, it sounds like a cowboy, but let me tell you something. Credibility. He's got credibility because he already blew up two countries. So Saddam Hussein ended up hiding in a spider hole looking like John Belushi 2 days before he OD'd, and then eventually ended up hanging in public view. And let me tell you something about all these, every one of these terrorists and the people who fund them. None of them want to be hunted down and killed. None of them want to be hunted down and killed. Many of them don't care about dying, but they want to die in a blaze of glory. They don't want to die from a sniper who's 2 miles out while they're packing their suitcase to go blow something up. They want to die while they're doing something. They don't want to be hunted down. They don't want to be chased through the woods or chased up the mountains by a bunch of jarheads from Ohio who have a running bet who can shoot the most goat ropers. They don't want that. They want no part of that. So it is a deterrent when you go out there and say crazy-ass cowboy stuff like that. It's a deterrent. And maybe you think, you know, when he says it, he sounds like a cowboy. But that's the point of it. And I would have liked Obama to go out there and do that. Say, yeah, we're going to hunt down the guys responsible. And he said they're going to be brought to justice. That's not scary. When George Bush said it, it sounded scary to those people. We're going to hunt you down and make you pay. Make you pay sounds a lot scarier than hold you accountable. You see the difference there? I'm sure one sounds like a graveyard or a grade school bully. You're going to pay. But that's what you want. When somebody wants to hurt you, you got to puff yourself up. You know, it's like out in the woods, like out in the jungle. You know, the laws of nature. And when the grizzly bear comes, you got to spread your coat out and puff yourself up and make a lot of noise. Rah! It's effective. Doesn't matter if it's silly or not. It's effective. And they're just putting out more scanners and more security. That means nothing to these people. It's a Rubik's Cube to them. Then they'll give it a little bit more thought and they'll figure it out. It's gonna do nothing. And they showed the, I don't know who this new Homeland Security lady came from, but she looks like a librarian. She's not scary. Put somebody out there who looks scary, that Michael Chertoff. He was bald, had a real angular face, a little gaunt. That dude looked scary. He looked like a supervillain. That's what I want. It's image at some point. They see the scary supervillain looking guy. He looks like he's got it on. He knows what time it is. He looks like somebody who's going to take you in a room that Congress doesn't know about and do bad stuff to you. And even if he doesn't, that's what you want the other side to think. And they don't put this lady out there dressed like a librarian. talking with a little mousy voice. And I understand we're in the age where every cabinet position has to be filled by, you know, it's got to look like a rainbow. We got to have, you know, the Mexican lady and a black guy, and we got to put an Asian person in there somewhere. If you're going to have somebody who looks like a lesbian, and you're going to have a run in Homeland Security, at least get a scary Rosie O'Donnell type. You know, but there's plenty of angry-looking, mean lesbians out there. Put one of them in charge as the face of it, then. Put somebody in charge that those guys don't want to deal with. I don't care how I sound, Joe. It's the truth. It makes sense, and everyone knows it. I don't care if I sound like an ass. Because it makes sense. Now, I got a story here that ties into that. New scanners break child porn laws. you sit your ass down, Joe. Sit down. You're not going anywhere. You're the one bitching that we hadn't done a podcast in 2 weeks. You sit your ass down now. Let me do this however I want. Joe's worried about more child pornography comments. Child molesting comments. Yeah, they're coming. Just sit down. Suck it up. Or I'll say your last name. I'll say you helped me put these up. New scanners break child porn laws. The rapid induction of full-body scanners at British airports threatens to breach child protection laws which ban the creation of indecent images of children, The Guardian has learned. This is from The Guardian in UK, And it's talking about these new scanners they got that sort of like the sort of Total Recall-ish. You get in there and it shows you a grainy black and white image of you right down to your naked body, and it shows every pen and belt buckle and paperclip you have. And the grief they're getting is that you put a minor through here, you're basically seeing a naked picture of an underage person, which we tend to frown on in civilized society. So, once again, civil rights groups are bitching, everyone's bitching. These scanners are worthless. You got to have people. I mean, who stopped the last couple of terrorist attempts? People. Average civilians. And by the way, I'd like there to be a plan in place so that I don't have to jump across the island and have a physical confrontation with a terrorist so he doesn't light his underwear on fire, or he doesn't shoot several more people. Because that's how these people are getting stopped. They're getting stopped by Joe Average Citizen. And I've said this a million times too, but I've never said it on the podcast. Another way we can nip these things in the bud is, and I fly a lot, right now, first class is at the front of the plane, near the cockpit. So first class is people who have a lot of money, they're businessmen, they lead, let's say, soft lives, they live in nice neighborhoods, they have a lot to lose. We need to put the people who got their plane ticket for $107 on Expedia up to the front of the plane. We need to move first class to the back and put the average Joe in the front of the plane. You know, the plumber who's going through a divorce, he spent his last $107 on this plane ticket to go see his kids one more time. That guy is not going to put up with any bullshit from some terrorist who wants to hijack the plane. He doesn't have time for it. He spent his last nickel on this thing to see his kid one last time. I guarantee you some goat roper is not going to get through him to get to that cockpit. It's just not going to happen. You got to put the people with nothing to lose up front, and put the people who live in the nice neighborhoods, who just want to live to see another day and drive their Lexus, put them in the back. Simple as that. Simple as that. Makes sense, right? Back to these child porn scanners. And first of all, the good thing about this is at least it'll get all these perverts to stop becoming priests. Because now they'll all go and apply for security jobs. And I'm not sure that's an entirely bad thing. If we're going to have these scanners up that are going to look at everyone and underage kids, and you can't not put the underage kids through there, because we already know these terrorists have no problem blowing up their kids. So if you're not going to put the kid through the scanner, then you might as well not have the scanner. There's no reason to have the scanner if you have any segment of the population exempt from it. Because there's six-year-old kids out in Afghanistan right now running a clip through their M16 at GIs. You can't not put the kids through there. So if we're going to do this, we're going to have these scanners, you're going to have kids going through, you might as well have the child molesters running it, because they're going to pay attention. Some guy making $8 an hour, he's just, half paying attention. We see them. I see them when I'm going through security. These, they're talking about the game last night, and then they click OK on the little thing. They're only half paying attention to what's going on, and who can blame them? It's a monotonous job. So you got to get somebody in there who's either got OCD or he wants to see every last nook and cranny. What's in this nook and cranny? What about that nook and cranny over there? No bombs, but how about them apples? If you want it to be effective, that's what you're going to have to deal with. I hate to break it to you. There's a foot for every shoe. These people are out there. We got this scanner. Let's make use of them. That's all I'm saying. You're going back to what I said about the Homeland Security people. Put some bitchy gay men up there. We don't have a problem sticking their hands up your nooks. All right, well, that was unfair. But you know what I'm saying. Find the personalities that'll work with it. And for that matter, let it leak out. Let it leak out. It's about image. It's about what these people want to deal with. Tell them, we're going to have... Security is going to be run by the We've hired everybody who ran the gay pride parade in San Francisco, and they're going to now run security in that airport. And by the way, they're going to be covered with bacon grease. No, that airport is safe. Know what I'm saying? Whatever. Send me more angry letters. I don't care. Look, I already got one gay person on my side. I know a gay guy, and he thinks I'm fine. So I'm not a homophobe. I can prove it. I got this one email here. You know what? As long as they're out there listening, let me give some more advice to Team Gay. More a question, really. Why aren't you more pissed off at Hollywood? Every sitcom and every movie where there's a gay character, he's flaming. Or if he's, you know, Will and Grace types, if they're not flaming, they're still really effeminate and mincing around. They're completely over-the-top stereotypical every time. And Hollywood acts like they're doing you a favor. Oh, look, isn't this... Look at the diversity. Isn't this nice? We have another gay character in the pop culture. These characters are no different than, like, Mantan Moreland from the 50s. You know, when they'd have black guys... We're over the top and, whoa, look out, master, there comes the werewolf. Woo! There's no difference. Take a step back and look. It's no different. Why aren't you people more pissed off about that? You should be going to Hollywood and raising hell. Raising hell. If every black character on TV was an overtop stereotype, we'd be hearing about it from Jesse Jackson, right? And you need to start there. What's that show that the guy from Angel's on now? Yeah, Bones. But you'd get more mileage and credibility with just having the lead guy on Bones mention he's gay off the cuff and just continue acting in the fashion that he normally acts. You know? There you go. A nice, I don't know if you want to call it a role model or, you know, a nice example of a gay guy who's not an over-the-top stereotype. That would be worth 100 of Will and Grace's. But instead, you know, every character is a hairdresser, or, you know, he's acting like Robin Williams, mincing around. I don't know any gay people act like that. Why are you putting up with it? There you go. More free advice for you. Use it at your discretion. Don't say that I didn't help. And for this free advice, you ingrates, the next Gay Pride Parade, if you see all those dudes in leather buttless chaps gone, you know, and replaced with people wearing Arsenic Lullaby shirts. See? Even trade, wouldn't you say, for all this precious advice? And they better not be bootleg shirts either. Hear me? Whatever. Wow, that was another 15 minutes gone. Well, we're done. That's about all I got to say, I guess, for today. We'll start doing these more regular again now that the holidays are over and I'm out of my funk. Have a good week, everybody, and in the meantime, think. No, they'll never find a way. No, they'll never find a way.